Steve Smith, Peace River Valley Citrus Growers Association Executive Director.
I think you had about 19 people at your grower roundtable. They were all over the board for about 2 hours.
There was a lot of interesting topics covered. A lot of the growers were talking about fertigation and how much and what's working for them on the short-term basis as far as tree health goes. A lot of focus on good irrigation management and micronutrients. Planting trees is definitely on everyone's mind. What kind, what variety, what spacing.
No PFD this year, it sounds like.
No, I think we can put that one behind us for this year. I'm more concerned about getting some rain at this point.
A couple did express concern they had diaprepes problems.
Well, and that's always a concern, especially in the presence of HLB. It just exacerbates other issues like diaprepes when you're trying to grow roots and have a healthy root system for your tree.
We heard people talking production. People seem to be all over the place from 100 to 300 boxes per acre.
Oh, yeah, and that's the case in general with other growers I talk to. That's been the case for a long time in the sense that you've always had blocks that pick a lot and some that you're rehabbing, and you hope that you're making enough money on the blocks that are doing well to afford to bring those other blocks back around if you have enough acreage to balance that out. But it's tough if you're a small grower and the one block you do have is one that's down.
Some people, I think one grower said he can make break even at 150 boxes an acre with these fruit prices, I think up near $3 a pound solids.
You can. I mean, the prices are what's keeping everybody in the game right now. If we, see increase in yields, then those prices may soften some.
Bactericides, there was some discussion there. Still, no one knows whether they work or not, do they?
No, not yet. Jury's still out on that. Not a lot to really hang our hats on yet. It's just something we got to keep watching. And everybody's hopeful. They want them to work.
And I think you may have mentioned, I know several did, there's a huge discussion in the industry now, how much psyllid control.
It is, and that's a tough one, and there's a lot of research being done in that area. It comes down to budget sometimes. What do you spend your money on?
Bottom line, growers are struggling as hard as ever at this moment, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's tough. Growers have to be right on top of things these days. I mean, they can't miss. Whatever they do has to be effective. They can't afford to put anything out there that's not going to show them a return.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.